Chapter 7 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna after hunting two live geese on a whim, Xu Ting didn't care about her wedding and went to work in the royal department every day. There were too many complicated procedures before the wedding, and she was not needed there. So a few days later when Han Kai brought a scented bag to Xu Ting, she was very surprised and fell in a trance, as if it was finally confirmed that her fiancé, whom she had never even met, was real and would embroider a scented bag for her. The man is good, but I still like my father. Han Ji smiled lightly, and the lines around his eyes made him mature and charming. He did not deny that at the beginning he was a little dissatisfied with this son-in-law who had been engaged once, but after meeting him in person, and by observing the other party's character and appearance, Han Ji also had to nod his head in approval. His appearance was outstanding and not the kind of fox charm that could hook people. He is polite and well-proportioned, and has a gentle temperament while talking. He didn't make any mistakes at all, and his heart is focused on his daughter. This is what Han Ji is most satisfied with. Han Ji was afraid that the other party was still thinking about the woman from the previous marriage contract. It can be said that in this short meeting, Du Xian successfully conquered Han Ji, and it was worthwhile for him to do his best. Tomorrow, father will go to Jinming Temple to help you with the bazi, and find out if it is auspicious to marry the groom. By the way, ask the master to show me a good day to welcome the groom. TN, bazi is the 8-character or birthdate characters used in fortune-telling, Xu Ting, thank you, father. If it weren't for the family, Xu Ting wouldn't even know how to hang the jade pendant. It would be inconvenient to fight. But today Xu Ting actually hung a sachet. In order to make it easy to wear, Du Xian specially made the sachet of a suitable size, and the cloth between the square inches was embroidered with two vivid swan geese, and the reed and the lake were below. It can be seen that Du Xian is really a gentleman with a good heart. Although she hasn't met him yet, Xu Ting's affection for him has increased. Everyone says that martial women are rude, but the truth is that there is no shortage of courageous and careful women. Su Jin is the daughter of An Ding, a family of military commanders, who is also in charge of the inspection department. After Xu Ting came, she became her boss. She was dissatisfied with Xu Ting and provoked Xu Ting when she came. After being rubbed to the ground by Xu Ting, she was convinced and immediately started to call Xu Ting her sister in a cheeky way. Xu Ting was the newly appointed commander, and she played with both grace and power. After using Su Jin to make an example in front of others, she promised to invite the whole division to dinner and the group cleaned up in obedience. These ladies were not polite with her, and immediately ordered the most expensive Yun Shangju in the capital. In order to liven up the atmosphere, Xu Ting specially booked a large box, which could accommodate 2 tables of wine and food. Oh, this is from Master Du. Su Jin squeezed her eyebrows and flirted with Xu Ting. Everyone looked at the conspicuous sachet around Xu Ting's waist, and they could smell a faint fragrance of flowers when they smelled it carefully. Xu Ting was in the middle of the crowd, and she was not shy at all. Everyone thought it was boring. They couldn't see her changing face, and she didn't seem to be fazed at all, so they tried even harder to tease her. I heard that Prince Du is famous for his talent, and the commander is blessed. I wonder if he will even forget to go to the mission when the time comes. Ha 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 ha, hey, what are you saying? I believe our commander will definitely not be so intoxicated by the gentleman, right? That's hard to say, Prince Du is so beautiful, I'm afraid I haven't seen this kind of prince in the capital before the commander, I'm afraid. Ha 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 ha, we must go to the bridal chamber on Sister Xu's wedding day. After drinking 2 rice wines, the more they talked about it, the more they went out of line. Xu Ting ignored them, squeezed the glass while listening to ridicule, drinking, and letting a group of people be more and more cheerful. Hey, I don't you understand, what do you think Miss Lu is thinking? Letting go of such a good make like Prince Du and going after the Mo family man, that ugly man. Everyone has a blind time, otherwise how can we command cheaply? Master Mo's face, I can't look at him, Miss Lu is courageous, maybe Miss Lu didn't look at his face. Don't look at the Mo family style. In the backyard of this shameless mansion in the capital, which house does not have a servant from the Mo family? The drunk woman in this world is similar to the man who was her brother in the previous life. Xu Ting frowned, and was about to knock the wine glass to stop when the door of the compartment was suddenly pushed open angrily. The people in the entire box were all martial artists, and their lazy attitude suddenly became fierce. Some people had already grasped the hilt of the knife instantly, and when they looked outside the door, it turned out to be Lu Jilan. The fierce aura deflated in an instant, and it all turned into embarrassment. Everyone was just talking and laughing at the wine table. When they were caught upright, they were very ashamed and embarrassed. It was Su Jin who reacted quickly and immediately clasped his fists to Lu Jilan and apologized, "I'm sorry, Miss Lu, the sisters are all drunk and outspoken. Please forgive me." Xu Ting looked at Lu Jilan. In fact, she didn't know much about Lu Jilan in modern times. She only knew her name. After all, such a rebellious girl was rare in that circle, she didn't know anything except that her name was Lu Jilan. She is a woman from the army and Lu Jilan is a woman who took her family fortune and went to open a business and marry a poor boy who was shunned by the society. She didn't know which one of them was challenging the bottom line of these ancient times. "Humph," Lu Jilan smiled mockingly, "isn't it too bold for a few people to slander me in my shop? Are martial artists so vulgar? The patrol department's people were guilty at first, but after being scolded by Lu Jilan, they didn't change their temper. The military commander's temper was already violent. In their eyes, except for the last nasty remark that Lu Jilan said in the store, everything else was the truth. Mr. Du is good-looking, Mr. Mo is ugly, and ugliness is a fact. So why not let people say it? Besides, they only talked in private, and didn't run to Master Mo, and they didn't know that Lu Jilan would hear it from next door. How could Lu Jilan be upset? She finally asked Master Mo out for dinner, but she heard these rough women slander Master Mo next door. Master Mo looked strong, but these vicious words would still hurt him like a sharp knife. How could she let these ancient, ignorant and rude women hurt the person she vowed to protect? "I want you to apologize to young Master Mo, otherwise don't blame me for being rude." "You," at this moment, Mo Zian also came out of the next room, and said to Lu Jilan in a deep voice, "Miss Lu, forget it." Seeing Mo Zian, Xu Ting knew why Lu Jilan was obsessed with him. Mo Zian was completely tough and handsome. His height was comparable to Lu Jilan, and his complexion was dark and wheatish. This kind of appearance is a handsome man in the eyes of the modern Lu Jilan, and it wouldn't be an over-exaggeration to say that he could thrive on the runway. If Lu Jilan likes such men and can't appreciate the men who have a feminine style of the world, she will be so surprised after seeing Mo Zian, and it is not difficult to understand that she can't extricate herself. It is not easy to find a man in this feminine world that matches the aesthetics of the modern male style. Xu Ting stretched out her hand to block the colleague who wanted to get angry, walked out, and said to Lu Jilan and Mo Zian, "Miss Lu, Master Mo, we were wrong just now. Please forgive us for the wrong words. It's just a joke after drinking, the queen's daughter need not take it to heart." Mo Zian wanted to calm down the situation, but Lu Jilan was unwilling. She looked at Xu Ting and said maliciously, "Queen Zhenbian's daughter. That's the end. Wouldn't it be possible for me to make a rumor about Prince Du and then apologize to you? Anyway, Prince Du once had a marriage contract with me. Prince Du is beautiful, why should I withdraw from the marriage? If the words come out from my mouth, I think everyone will be willing to believe it. Everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.